Welcome to Zichru Daf Simani. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldar, and today we're Zechur Shabbos Daf Kuf Chav Tes. This is going to be an abbreviated shir because of a technical glitch. I apologize for that. Here we go. So the 3 points we're going to focus on. Number one, the Rabbanim from Narada ruled that there are 3 stages in the recovery of a woman that has just given birth, with different halachos regarding when one is permitted to be Mochal Shabbos for. During the first few days, whether she says she needs it or she says she doesn't need it, we are Mochal Shabbos for. From the end of 3 days until the end of 7 days, we're Machal Shabbos for if she says she needs it. And from the end of 7 days until the end of 30 days, we're not Machal Shabbos for even if she says she needs it. But we can have a Gentile do the Malacha for her. Point number two, much of the Daf addresses the importance of proper care following Hakazaz Adam, a bloodletting. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav that one should sell even the beams of his house, if necessary, to buy shoes for his feet. Rashi explains that there is nothing more disgraceful than one who walks barefoot in the public. Nevertheless, if one let blood and has nothing to eat afterwards, he should sell even the shoes that are on his feet to buy himself a proper meal. And point number three, was taught that there are 5 things that bring a person closer to death than to life. Number one, if one eats and stands up immediately. Number two, if one drinks and stands up immediately. Number three, if one sleeps and stands up immediately. Number four, if one undergoes a bloodletting and stands up immediately. And number five, one engages in tashmish amita, conjugal relations, and stands up immediately. So once again, the 3 topics are: number one, the Rabbanim from Narada ruled that there are 3 stages in the recovery of a woman that has just given birth, with different halachas regarding when one is permitted to be Mechal Shabbos for. During the first few days, whether she says she needs it or she says she doesn't need it, we are Mechal Shabbos for. From the end of 3 days until the end of 7 days, we're Mechal Shabbos for if she says she needs it. And from the end of 7 days until the end of 30 days, we're not Mechal Shabbos for her, even if she says she needs it, but we can have a Gentile do the Malacha for her. Point number two, much of the Daf addresses the importance of proper care following Hakazaz Adam, a bloodletting. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav that one should sell even the beams of his house, if necessary, to buy shoes for his feet. And Rashi explains there's nothing more disgraceful than one who walks barefoot in the public. Nevertheless, if one let blood and has nothing to eat afterwards, he should sell even the shoes that are on his feet to buy himself a proper meal. And point number three, was taught that there are 5 things that bring a person closer to death than to life. If one eats and stands up immediately, if one drinks, stands up immediately, if one sleeps and stands up immediately, if one undergoes a bloodletting and stands up immediately, and if one engages in tashmish amita, conjugal relations, and stands up immediately. All right, so now we're going to go to Simcha Kuf Chav Tes, and there were a number of popular suggestions. Cocktails was mentioned a lot, cockatiel the bird. Cold cuts came up a number of times. But I think the most popular suggestion was cactus. I'm actually going to go with cactus for our simon for Kuf Chav Tes. So thank you everybody for your suggestions. And cactus will be our simon. So here goes. After the med students learned about the 3 stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients, reminding them not to stand up too fast. Once again, in slow motion. After the med students learned about the 3 stages of recovery after childbirth, which reminds them, their bottom from the Narada ruled that there are 3 stages in the recovery of a woman that has just given birth, with different halachos regarding when one is permitted to be Mechal Shabbos for her. During the first 3 days, whether she says she needs it or she says she doesn't need it, we are Mechal Shabbos for her. From the end of 3 days until the end of 7 days, we're Mechal Shabbos for if she says she needs it. And from the end of 7 days until the end of 30 days, we're not Mechal Shabbos for her, even if she says she needs it, but we can have a Gentile do the Malacha for her. So after the med students learned about the 3 stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients, which reminds us much of the Daf addresses the importance of proper care following Hakazaz Adam, a bloodletting. Rav Yudah said in the name of Rav that one should sell even the beams of his house, if necessary, to buy shoes for his feet. Rashi explains there's nothing more disgraceful than one who walks barefoot in the public. Nevertheless, if one let blood and has nothing to eat afterwards, he should sell even the shoes that are on his feet to buy himself a proper meal. So after the med students learned about the 3 stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients, reminding them not to stand up too fast. Which reminds us, it was taught there are 5 things that bring a person closer to death than to life. If one eats and stands up immediately, if one drinks and stands up immediately, if one sleeps and stands up immediately, if one undergoes a bloodletting and stands up immediately, and if one engages in tashmish amita, conjugal relations, and stands up immediately. So once again, after the med students learned about the 3 stages of recovery after childbirth, they learned how to do bloodlettings with cactus plants on barefoot patients, reminding them not to stand up too fast. This is Rabbi Avram Gold from Zichru, wishing you a great day and great learning.